Hey guys, I am at hour 93. I'm still fasting. I'm feeling great today. Maybe just a little bit stomach sick since yesterday, just a tiny bit in the day. And then other than that, I've been great. I went to church today. I went to two churches today, actually. It was kind of fun. Went to my own church, and then I went to a different denomination just for fun because I love kind of church hopping and seeing what other people believe and experiencing their music and all that kind of stuff. So that was really fun today. I've been doing good. So I thought I would show you, I don't know if I have all my stuff here. I'll show you the salt that I'm doing. And if you're somebody who's into fasting, you can tell me if you would change this. I've been doing pretty good on this salt. So I'm doing like a fourth of a teaspoon of this per liter of water. And I'm doing about, I should probably be drinking more, but 2 to 3 liters a day-ish. And then on top of what's in my water, I'm also, anytime I feel like hungry or like lightheaded, which I really haven't felt that a bunch, but I will just take a pinch of salt, which I saw somebody suggest, and it's like the greatest suggestion ever. It just makes you feel instantly better. So something else I wanted to show you guys is like what I brought with me to prepare to have it be a spiritual experience as well as this physical experience. Because again, that's why I started it, was for health. I bought a little journal, and I've just been writing every day, kind of feelings, things that have come to me, which I think is so cool. I guess I just feel like God takes you in your weakness and speaks to you in your weakness. And that's been really fun. Where did I put everything? Okay, I found it. So I brought a couple things just to kind of like keep my mind in a spiritual mode. And I bought like a Bible word search, just something to do that also kind of, you know, has a verse in there or talks about different things in there. The other thing, I got a Bible verses coloring book. So that's been fun. It's got 40 of them. So I've just been doing one a day. And then my church has scriptures that is a journal edition. And so I brought my journal edition scriptures. And then we also have words of our church leaders twice a year. We have conference, and they put out it's a ton. It's like 2 days and just hours and hours and hours of content, and they put it into a little journal edition book, and so that's been really nice. I started watching The Chosen, which I've never watched it before. I just thought that would be a cool way to sort of focus on my Savior, and it's so good. It's so good, and everyone told me that, but I just, for some reason, I don't know, if you're like me, when everybody tells you to do something, you're less likely to do it. And so I hadn't watched it, but it's so good. So good. Another thing, I brought a bunch of like massaging stuff. It's over on my bed. Like a eye mask, the massager, and then a neck massager. And I also brought a vibration plate, one of those that you stand on. I'd be doing that once a day. So yeah. And then the place that I'm staying has a little jacuzzi tub. So I've been sitting in that. I've just been trying to really make this like a spa experience as much as I could, and spiritual. And anyway, it hasn't been that bad. It's been great. So I'm sure that when I get home tomorrow, that is going to change. In fact, I got a call from my husband tonight that my 6-year-old son with autism dropped my computer and broke it. And I'm gonna be honest, I'm scared. I'm scared to go home. I'm excited to see my kids, and I'm excited to see my husband. But this is the stress that has brought me here, that's made me so sick. And I'm going back to that tomorrow. And I'm trying to prepare myself and trying to give myself the courage, like, that I can make it through and I can still fast at home. Like I said, I don't know how long I'm gonna go, but I'm loving this. I love the feeling of just being empty, and I know that sounds weird, but it's just such a beautiful feeling to not focus on food at all. And the greatest blessing is I haven't had any real cravings. Like, I just really have not been hungry. More weakness is what I feel. And like I said, I think that God comes to us in our weakness and speaks to us. And it's just been a really beautiful experience. So I'm a little sad that this part of it will be over tomorrow. It's probably a once in a lifetime type experience, especially for a special needs mom where you get several days to yourself, but I'm enjoying it for the last few hours that I can. And I'll check in tomorrow. Hopefully we're still doing good. So thanks, guys.